Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Just a real quick comment on Kimmel, because we try to avoid politics at all costs on the show. He could not have handled it better last night. It was brilliant what they did on that show last night.
Did you stay up for it?
Thank God I didn't place that bet.
We both lost, Scott. I was sound asleep at 8:30.
But we recorded it, and I watched it when I got up this morning, or most of it, not all of it. Very tastefully done.
Yeah, I saw the reel this
very morning. Well done. Mm-hmm. Serious, yet funny. There were two times where Kimmel cried.
Yeah, I saw.
During his monologue, most importantly when he was talking about Erica, Charlie Kirk's wife, and her willingness and ability to forgive. And Kimmel went on to say, if you believe in the teachings of Christ, as I do, the grace that you saw from her is what Jesus would do. And I almost started crying at that point.
Very emotional.
And I thought Kimmel's handling of that monologue, which you know millions and millions of people were tuning in for. I don't even know why Fallon and Colbert even went on the air last night.
Did you see what Fallon said off the top?
No.
Oh, it was hilarious. He goes,
why am I here?
If you're tuning in right now to support me after my suspension, you're watching the wrong Jimmy.
I thought it was almost perfect.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Also, I loved the joke about I didn't have any ratings.
Until now.
And that line that he delivered, as I was saying before I was interrupted, actually harkens back to Jack Parr decades ago.
On The Tonight Show?
Jack Parr, he would say that.
Huh. Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
Yeah.
So we started the show with, if you're listening on stream, sorry, some Neil Diamond. I'm going to be honest. I don't know how old Neil is today. I know he's still with us. He was in Kansas City a couple years ago.
I know he's in his 80s and not doing as well as we would like.
84 years old.
84. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons, I told you this, I was exhausted last night after driving up to Lincoln and back. I mean, I was just exhausted. I literally gotten home and crawled into bed. I listened to Neil Diamond all the way back yesterday. I think, you know, I know we don't do Artists of the Week anymore. You forget how many hits that man had and mm-hmm. how famous he was. The duets with famous women. They called him the Jewish Elvis, didn't they, Dan?
I think so.
He Scott, I'm telling
you. Why are you asking Dan?
I listened because he knows more about history than anyone on this program.
He's also Jewish.
And you're also Jewish. For 2 hours yesterday.
Every year, you know.
I guess all the Protestant questions go to me.
That's right.
The Catholic questions go to Sam.
I used to call Barb all the time and ask the same thing. Can I ask you this? Anyway, all day long, I listened to Neil.
Somebody take the shovel from her.
I love him so much.
I grew up on Neil Diamond.
God, I love him.
Speaking of Neil Diamond, do you know about this movie that's coming out?
Who plays him?
Is it about him?
Song Sung Blue.
Yep.
With Song Sung Blue.
Huh. Who plays a Neil Diamond impersonator. And Kate Hudson is in it as well. It looks like it's going to be a great movie.
It is called Song Sung Blue. I saw the trailer during one of the last movies I attended. I don't even remember which one, but thought that looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been in conversations today with a young man by the name of Max Cooper III.
Okay.
And we're going to try to get him on the show either late this week or early next.
Will he sing me Neil Diamond?
Well, he might be able to sing you just about anything you want, Dana. We were watching The Voice last night.
Oh, so good.
Which is a great show. I love it. You know, it's just reality shows are what they are. But when they're talent shows, I really get into it because there's so much amazing, young, vibrant talent out there. And this young man walks out. His name is Max Cooper III. And I've been on the phone with him all day today. I'm going to have to email his publicist here in a few minutes. We're trying to get him in studio. Now, you might think, well, he's going to fly in from New York City. No, he's going to drive in from Lenexa.
We have a local contestant.
So this young man, he's in his early 20s, comes out on stage last night. And at the time, I did not know he was from Lenexa. They didn't say, you know, from Lenexa, Kansas, here's Max Cooper III. They just said, out comes our next contestant. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Snoop Dogg and Reba McEntire, Nia Horan, and Michael Bublé, they all have their seats turned and they're back to the artist. And he comes out and does a version of Cooler Than Me. And I looked at T last night and I go, this kid is good. Then Michael Bublé, and everybody knew he was going to pick all four chairs turned around.
Yeah.
It's called a 1-2-3-4. And everybody knew he was going to go with Bublé. But before he did, Bublé came up and said, can we do a duet? Can I play you just a little bit of this kid?
It's so good. Please do.
He is so talented.
I could write you a song to make you fall in love. I would it all.
Snoop's already turned around. It's less than 10 seconds.
Under my arms, I use up all of my tricks. I hope that you like.
Niall Horan from One Direction is looking over at Reba going, who is this kid?
But you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face. And you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say hey or remember my name. And it's probably because you think you're cooler than me.
Reba's heard enough. She's in.
Because it sure seems you got no doubts, but we all see, yeah, you got your head in the cloud. If I can write you a song to make you fall in love, I will already have you up under my arms. I use up all of my tricks. I hope that you like.
So Niall Horan and Bublé have not turned around yet, but they're looking at each other. They both have their arms up. Horan's in. Bublé's in. So anyway, all four get in on this kid, and they're like, you are unbelievable. Where are you from? And we're just sitting there on the couch, and he goes, I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. And I'm like, no way. And he tells a little bit of his story. And then, you know, it's obvious that Michael Bublé's, he's going to go with Michael Bublé. And then Bublé, listen to this.
So it's just crazy.
Can we sing it together?
Yeah. Let's do
go
it.
Ahead, Mike.
Bublé's up to it again.
So Bublé asks him, can we do a duet together?
The other coaches are bummed.
You want to start?
I'm not surprised, not everything.
That's Max.
I've my heart. He sounds like Bublé.
Stop keeping track. I talk myself.
That's Bublé.
I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard.
That's Max.
Lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility.
Everybody, let's go.
So good.
So anyway, I got.
They sound good together.
Yeah. Turns out he knows my daughter Maya. They have a connection. Maya worked with his sister at a restaurant.
He is very well known around town. And by the way, he listed on his Instagram profile a couple of days ago, he is the Mr. Piano Man on Instagram. All one word, the MR Piano Man. And he posted not only 2 weeks ago that he would be appearing on The Voice, but he posted that he is releasing a new single called Green Light, which was actually released at the time of this writing last week.
Yeah, when we were on the phone today, he said he had just released a new song on Spotify last week. I'm assuming that's Green Light. He could not be more humble, kind, polite. He kept referring to me as Mr. Parks.
Aww.
And I'm like, listen, man. It's Scott.
That's so great.
Mr. Parks,
so,
I'm going to turn around and look for my dad.
We're working on it. When do we think this is happening?
Late this week, so maybe Friday or early next. What we're trying to determine is what is he allowed to say, because the season has been partially recorded.
Yeah.
And we don't know how far he gets, if he gets past this first round. We have no idea.
We won't even ask him because I don't want him to get in trouble.
And we don't want him to get in trouble with The Voice. And we're also trying to determine the legality. If he were to come in and perform for us, would he have to perform one of his original songs? But can he perform Cooler Than Me? Is that legal for him to perform Cooler Than Me, either by The Voice's standards or by the artist?
It's going to be great
fun.
There's
so many talented people in this metro, Kansas City and the suburb cities.
He's amazing. And man,
so
I was just, you know,
here.
And he's young. He's in his early, like I said, early 20s and graduated Olathe Northwest, went to KU, but decided music was his calling. So he gave up college and started focusing on his band and has opened for the Post-Sex Nachos.
I love it.
And I was just, I was blown away talking to this kid. And I'm just like, man, you are so cool.
It's so nice to see younger artists embracing different genres of music, like these, you know, from the Great American Songbook, if you will, and that styling, because
the crooner style.
Yeah, music is wonderful no matter where it's coming from or different type of genres, and it's just nice to see younger folks embrace that.
So as soon as we can figure out, you know, what legally we're allowed to do on the radio and we work out a time, I'll let you know. We'll get Max in, talk to him about The Voice. He was amazing. Hopefully get him to perform something here in the studio and just recognize, you know, this is a great fault of older generations, that the younger generation, they just they shake their butt on TV like Elvis. And, you know, they just don't work as hard. No. There are brilliant, young, hardworking people, and they're all around us. If you'll just open your eyes. And Max Cooper III is one of them.
In love, I would already have you up under my arms. I use up all of my tricks. I hope that you like this.
That's all you need.
But you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So this is his band, Max Cooper's band, The Whips. They're really good. Oh my gosh, I'm a fan. Huh. Story here from the USA Today. A teenage suspect has been arrested in connection with a series of cyber attacks that cost casinos on the Las Vegas Strip at least $100 million.
A teenager.
He literally is the online version of Ocean's 11. The Las Vegas Police Department announcing that the teenage boy has been accused of multiple charges, including extortion and unlawful acts involving a computer, for a, quote, sophisticated cyber crime in 2023. The cyber attacks resulted in Caesars losing sensitive customer data. MGM Resorts experienced significant operational disruptions from August to October of 2023. Several Las Vegas casinos were targeted under the names Scattered Spider, Octo Tempest, Octopus with a K. Las Vegas police arrested this young man.
They're probably going to turn around and hire him. Have you heard of the government doing that?
They haven't identified him.
You arrest the teenager and then you say, we will look the other way here if you can help bolster our systems. And speaking of Vegas, and this might be a topic, did you hear that a lawsuit was filed this week from the family of Lioness actor Mike Heslin, who was in Vegas at a high-end Mexican restaurant, Scott, has a massive heart attack. And the guy is young, 30 years old, has a massive heart attack. Lawsuit claims that restaurant staff not only did not do CPR, did not call for an AED, and then even stopped another patron that was there. She jumped in to try to save him. They stopped her from doing CPR.
For fear of liability?
Yes, and he died. And so help me understand with you know, the bystander laws that we have where you can't get in trouble if you're helping. Why would any restaurant actively stop someone from saving someone's life?
I just mentioned it, liability.
But you're going to be sued if he dies. And they are being sued because he died and no one helped.
Do they have an obligation as a business to step in?
Michael was young, in perfect health, and the doctors have no explanation for what happened. Do they have an obligation? They certainly have a moral obligation to
Moral is different than legal.
I know, but if someone else is jumping in, like, I'm a nurse, let me help. I would say you do have a legal obligation to let someone who's helping continue helping.
But look at all the other, and these are not necessarily deadly, but for example, if someone works at a CVS, for example, and I'm just throwing CVS out as an example, and two customers get into fisticuffs.
Okay.
I would bet CVS has a policy that you don't get involved.
But you could be injured stepping in between two warring factions.
Somebody could die if you don't.
You're not going to be injured stepping, you know, barring someone from doing CPR. I don't understand it.
But what if one of the people in the fight is 250 pounds and 6'7", and the other is 5'8 and 150? We know who's going to win that fight more often than not. And I would almost bet that most businesses have a policy that you do not get involved.
A woman stepped in to perform CPR on Heslin, quote, before an employee forcefully removed her, preventing her from continuing compressions on Michael and interrupting this life-saving measure. He was 30 years old. I know I keep going back to that. Mm-hmm. They could have brought him back, period.
Oh, clearly. Of course they could have. And every company on this planet, this was at a casino. Is that what it was?
It was at I think it's owned by a resort. It was a high-end Mexican restaurant.
Okay. They're petrified that if they end up getting sued, if he ends up dying because they allowed some nurse, and I'm not talking bad on nurses,
yeah,
or some doctor, again, not talking bad on doctors, to jump in and try to save his life and they fail, but they allowed it.
But don't we have laws protecting the good Samaritan who really is genuinely trying to be helpful?
Do we have it specifically in Las Vegas?
I don't know, Sam. It just breaks my heart.
It sucks.
Some of the people, by the way, who were trying to help were threatened with arrest. They're like, then the restaurant was like, get out of here. I'm like, what? Why would you not just at least try to save a life?
Fear of being sued.
NRS 45-100 in Nevada. The Good Samaritan law protects individuals who voluntarily provide emergency assistance from liability for honest mistakes. It does not cover gross negligence or intentional harm.
Does it cover the business?
I don't know.
I don't even know if that would be written specifically into the law.
I would hope it would be. I mean, most people don't have heart attacks just walking down the street. It's in an airplane. It's in a restaurant. It's in a home.
You know, we used to just go, is there a doctor anywhere? Help. And then someone would be like, yeah, I can help.
There's always a doctor somewhere.
A business that allows an employee or another person to use its AED in good faith for emergency care is immune from civil liability. It does not specify CPR.
Hmm. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. If you guys want to weigh in, 913-586-7798. We'll get to your calls, your comments in just a moment. Don't forget to check out the Dana Parks podcast, available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to KMBZ.com. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
My heart goes out to the Belton School District, any of the parents or the students involved in the next story that we are about to bring to you. My God, a former Belton High School teacher, 39-year-old Pietro Gastino, was arrested this week by the U.S. Marshals Task Force in Bexar County. I don't even know where that is.
I'll look it up.
Authorities say he is facing state criminal charges of, quote, invasive visual recording involving several female high school students in his classroom. He also faces a separate federal case on child pornography charges, although they were quick to point out, Scott, that case, according to the FBI, does not involve local students. So that's a separate case against him.
Okay.
When they got into the depths of his cell phone, the investigation here led to the discovery of 13 cell phone videos, which were shared with Belton police to try and identify and notify victims' families and pursue any applicable state charges. They found all these videos and then had to make a phone call to all of these girls' parents and say, we believe there is a recording of your daughter sitting in class.
How are they able to identify the kids? And by the way, Bexar County is San Antonio, Texas.
Okay, so that's interesting. Because he's listed as having a 10-year anniversary at the Belton School District in 2021. So he's been there almost 15 years. And for whatever reason, was arrested by U.S. Marshals Task Force men and women in Texas.
San Antonio.
Which says to me he fled. I'm sorry.
Either
U.S. Marshals do not just come after you.
Or quit and got a new job down in San Antonio.
According to authorities, the videos were invasive visual recordings of several females. They were deliberate in nature and focused on areas of the body. You can figure it out. They knew that he is alleged to have done this because in at least one of the videos, you can see his own face looking down at his phone after the recording was ended.
Oh my God, it was like the idiot who was recording in the hospital and there were like 30 recordings of his face as he set the camera up.
City officials said parents of students believed to be in the recordings have been contacted by Belton Police and or the Belton Independent School District. They thank the FBI.
So these are not current students.
No.
See, I read it to be former. By the way, it's Bear. It's pronounced Bear according to the text line.
He's been there 15 years. And so with cases like this, Scott, I always, you know, if in fact you believe that he just decided one day to have illegal images of child pornography on his phone, as is alleged by the FBI, and just randomly decided after 15 years of teaching one day he was going to pick up his cell phone and start recording female students.
Well, of course.
I have some swampland in Alaska I would like to sell you.
I don't disagree with
you. What you always ask is, how far back does this go?
Well, how old is he? 39? It probably goes pretty far back, allegedly. Some of the child pornography charges do not involve local students.
That's what they said. That is a separate federal case.
Okay, it's gross. I don't even know what the topic would be. I think we're all opposed to 39-year-old men filming young female students' private regions.
How do you think it all came about?
That I don't know. I mean,
there's
so many holes in this press release, I'd be spitballing.
Like somebody caught him or something?
Yes.
Maybe.
He taught physics.
Or he shared it with someone.
Science.
That's usually how they get caught.
Engineering and environmental sciences at Belton High School. His employment was terminated at a school board meeting back in August.
I wonder why.
Okay.
Are we...
What?
Certain this is Belton, Missouri?
That's a really good question.
Because there is a Belton, Texas.
The news release came to my email, Sam.
Okay.
I don't know why I'd get a news release from Texas.
That's a really good question.
I just thought I'd ask.
Well, look, the news release was sent to me from the Belton Police Department. But I suppose there could be two. My God.
The police department in Belton, Texas is also called the Belton Police Department.
Oh God, we'll look it up.
It's actually called the Belton Independent Police Department, which is, anyway, sorry.
But it's not anywhere near San Antonio. I mean, it's about Belton, Texas is not far from Fort Hood, which would be about 2 hours north of San Antonio.
Good God.
It's a small town.
Either way, this guy's a creep.
Allegedly.
Do you know who he looks like? I told Scott, Sam, just a little bit. Like, have you seen, Haley Joel Osment? Remember I See Dead People?
Yeah.
So as an adult, that actor looks like this guy. Have you seen him as an adult? Like
Where is Haley Joel Osment?
Oh, he's
been
in all kinds of things. You just don't realize that's who he is.
Okay, I can confirm it is Belton, Texas.
Oh my God, you've got to be kidding me.
It's all over every Texas news.
Why would that have come into my email from the Belton Police Department?
Playing a trick. Right, he's 37?
Yes!
When was he in Sixth Sense?
He was like nine.
Where has my life gone?
Look this up, Sam.
You hear Dan's laugh?
Yeah, I heard it.
Last night, one of my kids said, Dana, you have to watch, what was the woman's name in Ozark? She played Ruth in Ozark.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. She is in a new movie about a bunch of kids in a classroom.
Julia Garner.
Yes, yes, yes. It's one word. Hang on. We watched it last night. I have never been so creeped out. Don't Google it. It's just called Weapons. The movie is just called Weapons.
He was in Happy Gilmore too.
Yeah. You'll recognize him, but you won't. You'll be like, how do I know that guy? Well, yeah, you know him because he was 9 years old in a famous movie. The movie is called Weapons. See if we can play that trailer, Sam. She plays a teacher, and I'm not ruining anything. This is exactly what Jack told us. She plays a teacher, and at the exact same time in the middle of the night, it was 2:19 a.m. She's an elementary school teacher. 2:19 a.m. 17 of her 18 students disappear. That's the premise of the story.
Oh, I remember seeing this trailer.
What do you mean disappear? Like they got raptured?
No. They leave their homes and do not come back. That's all I'm going to say. That's all Jack told me, and that's all I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
It is called Weapons. Weapons. You have to buy it on stream. We bought it last night. You can rent it or buy it. You know how you do that. It is one of the scariest movies
I'm not going to watch it. I don't watch horror.
Because like, this reminds me of the Haley Joel Osment thing. You know how creepy kids creep in movies can be very, very scary? You guys, terrifying. It is terrifying. Because all these kids are gone in this town and no one knows where they went.
You know, today,
like to extend a quick apology to all the parents of Belton School District
who are racing to their principal's office.
My girlfriend just texted me and she's like,
wait. It was Belton, Texas.
Oh my God.
Why did that come into my email?
I was very confused on the whole Bexar account. Arrest. Sorry to anyone in Belton who is absolutely losing their mind right now.
On behalf of Dana.
We will post on social. Good God. The guy that looks like Haley Joel Osment did not take videos of girls here in Belton. He took video of girls in Belton, Texas. Carry on.
Very far away.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Near Waco.
Near Temple. Yes.
We hope that his teaching certificate has been revoked.
Near Copper's Cove.
And he is never anywhere near.
Near Killeen.
Belton, Missouri.
And Fort Hood.
I do appreciate your effort to deflect there, though. Next topic.
He really does look like Haley Joel Osment.
Oh, my God.
Look at the release. I sent it to you.
I did. I didn't see the word Missouri in there.
So speaking of swampland in Alaska.
Yeah. Wow.
I stand by my statements.
By the way.
North of the original crime.
By the way, in Sixth Sense, Bruce Willis is dead through the entire movie.
Oh, my gosh. You did not just ruin that for everybody.
The movie came out 26 years ago.
Oh, my God. We will get calls on that. I cannot believe you just
said
that.
And Han Solo dies in Episode 7. His son kills him.
Now, can she see dead people, or is it just really cold?
The name of the movie is Weapons. It stars Julia Garner. If you are looking to have the absolute bejesus scared out of you tonight, run, do not walk.
Okay. Today is day two of the rapture, and we're still here.
Are we sure?
Why are we still here?
Have I been beamed up?
There is no chance. If Jesus came in this room right now,
yeah,
he'd be like, Sam, why don't you take a walk outside? I got a car waiting for you. And I would hope that he would say, Scott, follow Sam. And then he would look at you and Jesus would just laugh.
It'd be good. No, I think he would love
me.
He's
like, somebody's got to finish a show.
I have a good heart and I have a kind person, but I don't understand geography.
Somebody's got to finish a show.
How many Beltons are there?
Just two. Apparently, my daughter
apparently
said
one,
I had a,
apparently one too many.
You know, my daughter said I had a disability yesterday on the way back from Lincoln.
What was that exactly?
She looked at my GPS and she goes, why are you following that map? Because the turtle was going the wrong way.
Oh, God.
And I said, I don't know. I'm just trying to get home. And she goes, that is not the map you should be using with your disability. She used the word disability.
Well, it's accurate.
And?
My brain is wired differently when it comes to certain things.
In case you're wondering, there's a Belton, Kentucky, a Belton, Montana, a belt in South Carolina.
Oh, boy.
And then the two we've already discovered today.
Okay.
You know, there are parents that have jumped into their car.
Oh, they were freaking. They might be in the line to pick up their kids.
I'll post on social right now. Belton. Not Belton.
Not
you know how much I love Belton.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Oh, my.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, there's video about that story we talked about yesterday.
The Dukes of Hazzard. The Dukes of Hazzard guy.
The guy in Washington State who jumped over a drawbridge as it was descending to get away from police. Here's the big story of the day. A shooter with a rifle opened fire from a nearby roof onto an ICE location, Immigration Customs Enforcement location in Dallas today, killing two detainees.
Good God.
And wounding another before taking his own life. The exact motivation of the attack is not immediately known, the FBI said at a morning news conference. And if they have another one today, we will carry it, at least a portion of it. That ammunition found at the scene contained anti-ICE messaging. Cash Patel, the head of the FBI, released a photo on social media that shows a bullet containing the words anti-ICE written in what appears to be a marker. Quoting here from the Department of Homeland Security, the shooter fired indiscriminately at the ICE building, including at a van in the Sallyport where the victims were shot. The detainee who survived is in critical condition at this hour.
They've upgraded this in the last 20 minutes or so from the New York Times. The Department of Homeland Security officials are now saying that the shooting killed one, a detainee, and that two others remain in critical condition. It is worth noting this is the second shooting at a Texas ICE facility this year.
Yeah, they had one on, I believe it was July 4th. Where 12 people masked got out and opened fire on an ICE facility. A veteran T-Mobile Center employee speaking out after a brutal assault during a concert in Kansas City, an attack that was captured on video and has since gone viral. 66-year-old Thomas Schlang said he never imagined a night on the job would leave him physically and emotionally shaken. We talked about this story to some extent yesterday on the program. The
attacker was 14 years old.
14-year-old boy.
By the way, we have gone absolutely national with that. Every single major national outlet has picked it up.
14-year-old was arrested after the incident, which happened during Sunday night's NBA Youngboy concert. That's the artist, NBA Youngboy. But that teen has since been released to his parents as police continue to investigate. Said Thomas Schlang, the 66-year-old who was injured, I think people should be able to go to T-Mobile or any other venue in the city, purchase a ticket, and enjoy their show. And they should not be interrupted by people who misbehave. I mean, it is serious. I went down and had blows to my head. Just getting him off of me because he was so enraged. So we were just, in essence, trying to protect the fans.
So yesterday, I had not seen the video yet when we talked about it, but I went back and I watched the video this morning.
It's so bad.
And it's horrible. It's appalling. And I'm not surprised by one guy losing his temper and doing something horrifying. What was so shocking to me about that video is the number of people that could immediately do something to fix the problem.
And didn't.
They chose to film it. They chose to back away.
Great point, Sam.
Dozens of people, you didn't even have to step forward and you could have reached out and fixed the problem.
I saw one guy jump in and try to pull the kid off. One.
And why did he struggle pulling up? What is this kid, a weightlifter?
It is. The 14-year-old is not a small human being.
That's a freshman in high school.
I know.
I mean, one swing and you could have knocked the kid back and at least taken control of the situation. I'm not advocating hitting children, but
I would if he's attacking a 66-year-old man.
Not a single person thought, let's stop this.
Have they said yet the reason Chicago canceled their show?
Not that I've heard.
Tonight. It's tonight, isn't it?
It is tonight.
So Chicago, with less than one day notice.
He was going to play the United Center. Yep,
without comment. Just canceled the show at the United Center. And I think it's worth mentioning that there have been violence and some outbursts at this particular show leading up to the Kansas City show as well.
Mm-hmm. Why was he released to his parents?
I would love to know the answer to that.
First of all, he's not been charged as of yet. It is Wednesday. I mean, listen, I'm not bashing the prosecutor's office, but maybe I am. This occurred 72 hours ago. Where are the charges? And I'm not saying you're going to have any luck getting this kid convicted of adult crimes. You're not.
Not at 14.
Not at 14. No way. But where are the juvie charges? Why is he not in juvie detention awaiting his next hearing? Why would you release this alleged maniac back to the custody of his parents? This young man clearly cannot control his anger, cannot control himself or his emotions. And so we're going to take him into custody. This poor 66-year-old man getting his head beat in, which, by the way, and back to Sam's point, while everybody sits around filming it and watching,
would you step in, Scott?
I would have to. Now, I wouldn't do it alone, but I would step in. If a 66-year-old man is being beaten, I'd like to think I got at least one good kick in me.
I mean, I'm a pacifist, so I don't know if I would swing, but you're going to feel the power of my bear hug.
Are we going to feel your wrath?
You're going to bear hug him to the ground?
No, I'm just going to pick him up. He's probably not taller than me. Let's go, buddy. Kick me instead.
I saw it. Quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that coming your way in 2 minutes. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime. at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.